Welcome to the deep dive. Today, well, we stepped into a fascinating and really specific niche. Our sources focus on, you know, the intersection of cultural expertise, relationship guidance, and a very particular UK spot, Birmingham.
Yeah.
We're definitely not talking about generalized self-help here. This is about analyzing a highly specialized claim.
That's exactly right. The material we have introduces us to a service centered around what it calls love marriage.
Okay.
And our mission today is pretty laser focused.
Mm-hmm.
We want to distill exactly who this specialist is, look at the unique challenges they say they address, and really understand the specific method they claim to use.
And this is all strictly based on the info we've got.
Purely on the information provided, yes. We're taking a deep dive into the claims made by this individual, identified as Gautham G.
Gautham G, right. Yeah. And he markets himself as the top best Indian astrologer in UK in this area.
That's the claim, yeah.
So this analysis should give you, the listener, a quick, pretty thorough understanding of their stated focus.
And also how this kind of specialized knowledge is positioned as like the definitive fix for these really personal, sometimes culturally charged problems.
Okay, let's start by sort of setting the scene. We're dealing with an individual, Gofamji, who uses, well, extremely strong language, top best Indian astrologer in UK. That's quite a statement.
It is. And at the same time, they tie this huge claim to a physical, very local presence by advertising as the love marriage specialist in Birmingham.
Ah, that dual approach is interesting, isn't it? Claiming this sort of universal excellence, the top best, but then localizing it to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Why do you think the Birmingham location is so critical here?
Well, I think this localization is key to understanding who they're trying to reach.
Hmm.
It really suggests a targeted approach.
For couples in that specific community.
Exactly. Couples navigating modern relationships within that community, within that area. It recognizes that these complex cultural familial dynamics, they're often geographically contained, especially in diaspora communities.
Right.
So by claiming expertise in Birmingham, they're sort of signaling a practical understanding of the local scene, you know, the specific relationship pressures there.
Absolutely. And when you look closer at the specialization, it's not just general relationship counseling.
No.
It's explicitly love marriage. Now, for a listener maybe not familiar with that term, we should probably clarify the stakes. Why is love marriage a niche needing a specialist expert?
That's a great point. The term love marriage, it basically signifies a union chosen mainly by the couple themselves based on romantic love.
As opposed to
the more traditional framework of arranged marriages. Now, while that concept seems totally normal, maybe universal in Western culture, in many other contexts, especially those with really strong traditional and family structures, this personal choice, this love marriage, it can trigger significant pushback, external resistance.
So the core issue isn't always just internal friction between the couple.
Not necessarily, no.
The defining characteristic can often be that structural opposition from outside.
Precisely. And that leads us right into the three main challenges the source material claims this service solves.
Okay.
The specialist seems to be targeting couples who are in a kind of pressure cooker environment. This involves, one, just general relationship challenges.
Standard difficulties any couple might face.
Sort of, yeah. Then, two, compatibility issues and internal fit. Are they right for each other?
Okay.
And then, three, the really defining factor here, family objections.
Right. Let's pause on those family objections for a moment. They're explicitly mentioned as something the expert solutions are designed to help couples overcome.
Yes, they are.
Why would family objections need an external specialist like this rather than, say, just conventional family therapy or counseling?
Well, think about it. When family objections are rooted in really deeply held cultural expectations, maybe lineage, social standing, worries about tradition.
Things that go way beyond just personal preference.
Exactly. They're rarely solved by just simple compromise or, you know, talking through feelings. They represent this powerful, sometimes structural resistance that can genuinely threaten to end the relationship.
Wow.
The couple often feels completely powerless against this kind of multi-generational opposition.
That makes a lot of sense. So if the objection isn't just we don't like him or we don't like her, but it's tied to a deep cultural or social rule, then the couple isn't just looking for mediation. They're looking for something stronger. Something with perceived authority.
Something powerful enough maybe to shift destiny or change these really deeply entrenched views.
Yeah. And this leads us then to the methodology.
Exactly. If the problem is framed as being so culturally specific and structurally resistant, the solution being offered also needs to be deeply rooted and specialized.
Okay, so this is where we shift from defining the problem to really analyzing the proposed solution. How does Gautam G. claim to deliver these, well, definitive solutions?
What tools are supposedly used to overcome these tough family objections that maybe conventional counseling can't touch?
Right.
Well, the foundation is stated very clearly. It's deep expertise in Vedic astrology.
Vedic astrology. Okay. For listeners, what is that exactly?
So Vedic astrology, or Jyotish, it's an ancient Indian system. It basically holds that celestial bodies, planetary alignments, they influence human events.
Including relationships.
Including relationships, fate, destiny, the whole picture. It's a very complex, you could say, destiny-focused kind of operating system.
Okay, so the issue of compatibility or even family resistance gets reframed. It's not just a social problem anymore.
It's potentially reframed as a celestial or maybe even a karmic one, yes.
So how does the specialist translate this ancient system into a practical fix for a modern couple in the UK facing very real family pressure?
Right. The application, according to the source, involves providing personalized guidance.
Okay.
And crucially, employing powerful astrological remedies.
Remedies. That's the key word here, isn't it?
It seems to be. This is a crucial distinction. We're not just talking about someone reading your horoscope from a newspaper.
No.
These remedies are described as specific prescribed actions. Now, that could mean rituals, maybe recommending certain gemstones, specific prayers, perhaps even changes in behavior.
All aimed at what? Correcting planetary issues.
Aimed at correcting perceived planetary imbalances or maybe negative karmic influences that are thought to be causing the relationship issues or, importantly, those family objections.
Huh. What's really fascinating here is that the service seems to be offering a kind of technical, almost mechanical solution to what feels like a profoundly emotional and social problem. The appeal must be in the promise of certainty, right, that a technical fix offers.
I think that's a huge part of it. Absolutely. If a couple comes to believe their struggle is because of, say, a badly placed Mars or an adverse moon in their charts, then a powerful remedy promises a tangible adjustment. It offers a feeling of control, maybe, and definite action when you're facing something as messy and painful as your family potentially disapproving.
So it's leveraging tradition, this ancient system,
yeah,
to solve a very modern dilemma and positioning this specialized knowledge, Vedic astrology, as the key to unlocking harmony where maybe, you know, talking things through just hasn't worked.
And that clarity of method, that's crucial to how it's marketed, I think. It's presented not just as counseling.
Right.
It's a specific remedy-focused intervention. It's aimed at tangible, relationship-altering results.
Wow.
The service essentially aims to alter the root cause of the problem, whether that's seen as internal compatibility or that external family resistance.
Okay, let's turn to the payoff then. If the service works, if these powerful astrological remedies are successfully applied, what's the ultimate goal? What does the couple supposedly walk away with?
Well, the stated outcome is very specific, and
yeah,
it promises basically total relationship stability.
Yeah.
The service is explicitly designed, according to the source, to ensure three main things: achieving love success, securing marital harmony, and ultimately establishing a peaceful and lasting union.
So it's selling the ultimate antidote to the instability that might be caused by those initial family objections or compatibility issues.
Exactly.
That lasting union becomes the definitive proof that the remedies, the powerful ones, have worked.
Correct. The source promotes this guidance as trusted advice, leading directly toward that stable, long-term relationship outcome. They're positioning it as delivering the results couples are desperately seeking, especially when they feel trapped between their love for each other and maybe their family duties or expectations.
Okay. Before we wrap up with some final thoughts, let's just quickly touch on the practical side. The source material does give specific ways to connect, right?
Yes, it does.
Which kind of grounds these perhaps quite esoteric claims in a day-to-day reality for potential users. How accessible is this specialist?
They seem to ensure pretty high accessibility, which signals they're ready for potentially urgent client needs. The methods provided include a specific Google Maps link, presumably for a physical location,
okay,
a UK mobile phone number, and a direct email address as well.
So a variety of ways to get in touch.
Yeah, this variety confirms the service's position as highly available, especially for those who might be facing an immediate relationship crisis. It makes getting the specialized help seem quite straightforward.
Right. So just to recap then, we've pretty thoroughly mapped out the claims of Gautamji, who is presented as a love marriage specialist operating out of Birmingham. This service offers solutions through personalized Vedic astrological guidance, and it specifically targets compatibility, general relationship challenges, and that really crucial, often culturally charged element of family objections.
Yeah, what really stands out to me is how the source material brilliantly packages this deep ancient knowledge of Vedic astrology and applies it to solve a very specific, very modern, and often complex cultural pressure point.
Mm-hmm.
The framing of powerful astrological remedies, that seems to be the key differentiator. It's aimed at couples who feel their situation, particularly with family objections, needs something more than just, say, conventional therapy.
Yeah. This deep dive really shows us the mechanics, doesn't it? How highly specialized, targeted expertise is marketed to achieve these really universal relationship goals, like finding a peaceful and lasting union.
It's an interesting blend, isn't it? Tradition, commerce, and very localized need all coming together.
Definitely.
And I think this raises a really important question for you, the listener, to consider.
Okay.
In a world absolutely full of generic relationship advice, you know, blogs, books, therapists, how much extra weight or value does a solution gain when it's rooted in a tradition presented as being as profound and specific as powerful astrological remedies?
Especially when facing something as huge as family objections.
Exactly. Particularly then, what does this tell us about the underlying demand for solutions that offer a sense of certainty, a path to harmony? Does it matter ultimately if that certainty comes from a psychological system or, as in this case, a spiritual or astrological one?
That's definitely something to think about. A fascinating look at a very specific service today.